This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story. Israel carried out airstrikes on Gaza early Friday after Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel territory earlier. Tensions soared following an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank that killed 9 Palestinians, including at least 7 militants and a 61-year-old woman. It was the deadliest single raid in the territory in more than 2 weeks. After the attack, the State Department announced U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken, of state that is, will travel to the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has the story.
It was just hours after the attack in the occupied West Bank when the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This, according to spokesperson Ned Price in a statement on Thursday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Panic sped through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets to protest the killing of 11 of their fellow officers by armed gangs in the past week. Protesters attempted to confront Prime Minister Ariel Henry after he arrived at the airport from a trip to Argentina, but the Prime Minister's security detail took him to safety, according to a reporter from VOA's Creole service. As the events unfolded Thursday, uniformed policemen who did not want to be identified told VOA that reforms were needed in the leadership of the police force. This is VOA News. The Biden administration on Thursday granted a 2-year stay of deportation for Hong Kongers in the U.S. who left amid what the administration calls a significant erosion of human rights and fundamental freedoms as Beijing tightens its controls over the special administrative region. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security estimated that more than 3,800 people were eligible for the program, and it was first introduced in the mid-2021. The original order was set to expire in February. The White House noted in its Thursday memorandum that more than 10,000 people have been arrested on other charges related to anti-government protests, and the Washington, D.C.-based Hong Kong Democracy Council says that there are at least 1,300 political prisoners currently in Hong Kong. Residents in a southern Spanish city, that is, have expressed their shock after a local church worker was killed by a machete-wielding attacker in a city square. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The attack began inside the church in the city of Algeciras, where the assailant jumped on the church altar before chasing the victim outside. Spain's Interior Ministry confirmed the man killed was a sacristan, an individual who prepares mass at the Church of Nuestra Señora de la Palma. They also confirmed that a priest was wounded earlier at another church. Witness Manolo Gonzalez said the attack took place when the victim, known as Diego, came out and asked to know what was going on. He said he was confronted by a man wielding a machete, so fled outside to a public square. The attacker pursued him and then inflicted mortal wounds. The city was in mourning with flags flown at half-mast and a minute of silence to be observed later in the day. I'm Karen Chamas.
Recent California storms have boosted water allocation for cities. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Public water agencies in California will be getting more water from the state because of recent heavy rain. A series of powerful storms dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of water in California in just 3 weeks. That's helped replenish the state's reservoirs that had been at dangerously low levels. Public water agencies will be getting 30% of what they asked for. That's up from the 5% state officials had announced in December. It has been 17 years since the state water project has delivered 100% of its water allocation. California is trying to build 7 new water storage projects, but those projects have taken nearly a decade to get off the ground amid a long permitting and approval process. There are 2 months left in the state's rainy season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.